The author of the study combined 150 studies that looked into how physically active children are and how they cope with the heat. It was concluded that children's fitness was 30% lower than their parents at the same age. It additionally found that most children failed to meet the World Health Organization's guideline of 1 hour of physical activity per day.
Now they're onto it. I was going to say, are kids just crap because they don't go outside?
But it's not climate crisis because of that. It's like...
No, because it's actually unseasonably warm most of the year than it should be. So that's the perfect time to go outside.
Exactly. Like, we should be sending them out in December because it's nice 70 degrees out there.
Question. You have the name of the author of that study?
Let me see if I can pull it up.
If they are, Google them. I bet they're fat and they're trying to make excuses.
Let me see. Where's this link? Let's see. It's probably peer reviewed, so it's probably like six authors or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Temperature Journal. Yeah, fuck it. It takes too long to find. But yeah, I bet you they are.
They have to be. They're trying to make an excuse for their sedentary lifestyle.
I mean, I'm not going to deny it. Like, children are living a more sedentary lifestyle. Like, it's easier just to hop on YouTube Kids and as parents just leave them there and be like, okay, you ain't bothering me. I'm not going to bother you. But like, I just came in from a walk with Jackson today. He went outside. He had a sword and he was fighting invisible bad guys. I'm like, okay, cool. It's 20 minutes of exercise. Knock yourself out. But I think it's also partially like I don't live around I do live around a park, but like, there are no other kids around here that he can just go five kids, take a basketball and have fun for 3 hours.
So, you know, that is true. Like when I was growing up in our apartment complex, there were mad kids everywhere. Like you go outside, you couldn't fall down without falling to a kid. Like it was just madness. And it was always lit because no matter what time of the day you come out, somebody's out, somebody's having a good time. And it was lit. But now, right. Now there's just not kids outside. Like in the neighborhood we live at now, my kids know where like all their friends and their kids and their houses are, but they have to get on Discord or get on the phone or you're trying to go outside. I'm like, that shit is crazy. There was no such thing. There was no communication back in the day. You went outside and you were hoping and praying your boys were out there. And 9 times out of 10, they were.
Oh, the fucked up thing about it, I would have to walk to my friend's house to find, I mean, I could have called, but if I'm already out, I'm walking to their house to find out if they're home or not. And if not, I'm going to walk back to where I was and fuck around and run into them on the way back to where I was.
Exactly. I was going to say, that's how you made friends. You went outside looking for your boys. They weren't there. So you're like, all right. And then somebody else was outside. You'd be like, yo, you trying to play tag? And then lifelong friends.
And I'm not sure if it's just like, because the world wasn't no safer back then than it is, or more dangerous. Like, it was the exact same danger. Kids were getting scooped up left and right then. We're still getting scooped up. I don't know.
Damn, bring up a good point. I think it's more dangerous now because kids are soft now.
Okay.
Like, if someone tried, and also goes to the fact that it's not a whole bunch of kids outside. Like, if someone tried to roll up on us back in the 90s with all your people out there, it's impossible. No way. There's no way. Pedophiles were hurt, okay? There was no way you were getting kids alone or, like, we were always rolling deep. So you try to snatch one, you got four of them trying to fight you. Two of them are running in opposite directions trying to grab somebody else. It was not safe for them back there. Now, you got kids walking around all lonely and depressed, and then some guy rolls up with candy or want to listen to their hopes and dreams, and now you're sex trafficked.
Nah, them sex trackers, they got a scheme though. Have you seen some of the videos of like people stopping them?
No, I've only seen one. I'm sure I have, but I saw one video recently where I think it was another country, a third world country, where the kid was at some side of the road shop buying stuff, and this lady was just like
scoping. The Mexican lady with the big titties, right? She was the shop owner.
Yeah. Yeah, and she had to swoop in and scuttle her away. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a damn shame you remember because of the titties. But yeah, I definitely saw that one. I was like, that's crazy.
Right. But it's weird. Like, she was onto it from the get-go. She was like, okay, I'm going to let you go as far as you can. Then the last minute, just scoop up and be like, nope.
Right. No, that's just mad wild.
If it used to be whoever got that white van, just don't go the other way. But now they're rolling up in anything.
Right.
Oh, speaking of stealing babies, I got to show you this video.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's, I want to drop it in GroupMe.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Welcome to Grafted Looking. Hello, everybody. Welcome to TGOT Shorts. We got a two-man show today. TGOT Shorts, this is the show where we just kind of go off the rails for 15, 20 minutes, 35, however long we feel like talking. Follow us at TGOT Podcast for funny clips, weird thoughts, and whatever else comes along. Football season's back, so you can catch our parlays on Saturdays. Get your money ready now. I got to email FanDuel again for sponsorship ideas. But, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yo, what country is this? Why is this monkey just flying free? And what's he going to... Okay, let's say he got away with the baby. What's he doing with it? Like, what's the plan here?
It's a monkey.
And then this dad, he's way too nonchalant for the situation. You trying to kick him with your little flip-flop foot? Nah, bro. I'm sure you got something in the house. To swing at this monkey. Yeah, this is everything. That poor baby. That's crazy. And then and then what happened to all the people that are around the baby? It felt like they all just dipped. Hold on.
Okay, so backstory. They were all kids.
Okay, but this kid is nah, bro. These three kids that ran away were definitely old enough to gang up on this monkey and do something. I'm whooping all them kids' asses, number one, after I handle this monkey. But that's crazy. I don't know. I need to know what country this is because it looks way
Russia.
It looks way too. There are monkeys in Russia?
So here it is. The little baby is 2-year-old Paulina from Ukraine, who is playing on a pool ladder with siblings. Her family is currently staying in Russia with friends, and the monkey escaped a millionaire neighbor's house.
So the monkey is okay, but it still doesn't. Okay. So this monkey is semi domesticated. What is it going to do with this baby once if it gets away? Like, I don't get it. I don't know. Neighbor got to die. Monkey got to die. And I got to whoop those three kids' asses. We're just leaving that little kid.
One of them got to run for help. Like, you got to get an adult.
One of them, yeah. But their plan was not to go get help, their plan was to get safe.
I mean, it was a monkey. It was a chimp. Then yeah, it's everybody for themselves. But it was a monkey, so you can punt a monkey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that dad was super soft, but he was still able to keep the monkey at bay. But I still understand what he was trying to do. That was all bad.
Yeah.
Oh man, how was your week?
Not too bad. Because COVID's on the rise again, my company's put some from 2 days in the office. I mean, from 2 days at home to 2 days in the office. So okay. I go in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've been home.
That's what's up.
The only downside is June's daycare was closed this week.
Punished.
So it was me and her this week. And she's not too bad because she takes 3-hour naps in the middle of the day. So that's when I get all my work done.
Yeah, that's what's up. Lolly's disrespecting the nap. We used to get a solid 3 hours from her. Now we're lucky we get an hour and a half. What's a dagger is, I don't understand what it is with kids. If you're tired, just go to sleep. You don't have to whine. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to have an attitude. Just lay your ass down and go to sleep. I won't miss you. Enjoy
your life.
Like, there's nothing that you're missing by staying awake and being pissed. All you're doing is messing up the vibe of the rest of the house. Take your ass to sleep. Like, I don't get it. Like... It makes no sense to me.
What I don't get about kids is how there's a 5-minute window where anything will wake them up or nothing will wake them up.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just got to sit there and wait. Because I put June to bed the other night and I think, what I do? Well, I closed the door and I put some WD-40 in there. Next thing I know, she's up and screaming for the next 40 minutes.
Punished. 40 minutes.
And then the next night, the dog starts barking at something. Both of them just knocked out. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand it. That's the one thing I don't get. Just go. Samuel Jackson said it best. Go to sleep.
I'm trying to think, what else did I do this week?
Did you be on the Hall of Fame game?
Fuck no. I'm not doing anything until I know who's on the team.
Let me tell you something. He's not here. I'm not shit about him. Tom is an enabler, okay?
Oh, did he text you?
I told you guys I'm a recovering addict. I'm trying to stay away from gambling. This is known that this is where I'm trying to be. I know come football season, I'm going to relapse, but I want to hold off as long as I can. Tom hops in the group meeting and was like, oh, football's back. I'm going to get you all on an account with my bookie. Use it or don't. I thought he was BSing. And then I get a text from him. And I get a text from him with a username and password. And he's like, you got a $300 credit. Use it if you don't. Da, 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 da. And I said to him, I'm like, why would you do this to a recovering addict? Like, why? And he was like, you're not an addict. I was like, that's what an enabler would say. And then, of course, me being an addict, I was like, talk to me about this $300 credit, though.
We got $300?
No, listen.
Okay, no, here it is.
Yeah, what did you guys say, 300?
The first text said 300. Then when he sent me like all the information, he said, I'll give you $100 in free play money if you refer someone else.
No, okay, so free play money and the credit are two different things.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yo, what's this $300 credit? He was like, oh, yeah, it's a line of credit. You got 300 to bet with, and then you settle up at the end of the week. I was like, are you kidding me? Get this shit out of my face. I am never going to use this, bro. There's no way. I hit him with the, you know, the little fat white kid who runs in and then runs out. I hit him with that shit. I'm like, oh, hell no. I can't mess with that because I know myself. Because all I'm going to do is I'm just going to, no, there's no way. I'm like, there's no way. I can't. So I was pissed. I was pissed and I wasn't, but now that I think about it, I'm pissed. Like you're really trying to take me down a rabbit hole of bankruptcy with this.
Right.
I was like, no.
Cause like it's $300 free money. You just settle at the end of the week. I'll be down.
Yeah.
Like, give me $10 maybe. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to get me punished. That like this is a real life bookie. Like this is the shit.
That's my point. And he's like, you know what? Like you win $300 all one game. Oh, okay, here, let me extend your line of credit.
Right.
Then, you know, you get interest 2 weeks from now. See, so about $3,000.
Hit me with the vig. I'm like, oh god, no way. It's not happening.
There'd be uncut gems too out here.
I was like, nah, bro, that was so disrespectful. I couldn't believe he did that to me. He almost got me too with that $300 credit. But see, once I asked questions, I was like, bro, you really trying to say
never?
It? Hell yeah.
They said, catch me. When does football season start? 9/11? Something like that. That's when I'll be making bets.
Right.
Oh, I got a bone to pick with you, though.
Bone with, oh, you listen to the episode?
Oh, DC okay. Has theaters.
Oh, you're talking about that. I thought you were going to talk about.
I'm going to talk about the whole thing.
Okay. I'll see if you bring up what I think you're going to talk about. Bro, shut up. DC has theaters compared to Broadway.
No, I'm not talking about the Broadway, because that was in Gaithersburg or Bethesda.
I know DC has their own. I mean, Tom very quickly brought up the Kennedy Center.
And I'm like, but he was on the right track. Like, I've seen Phantom of the Opera at the Kennedy Center.
So?
That's a show that you would see on Broadway.
Yeah, but you weren't seeing the Broadway production. You were seeing the Kennedy Center production. You want to tell me that the Kennedy Center, and you can name whatever, the Strathmore or whatever, which is not D.C., that's
it. But I'm going to give you Ford Theater, Lincoln Theater, Constitution Hall.
Constitution Hall, they don't do like plays and stuff there. That's like
you can go see a Tyler Perry. You can go see a Tyler Perry play there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, great. Yeah, great. Has there been a Tyler Perry show on Broadway?
Nah,
because you're rest my case. He's too big for it. Is that what you said? Yeah, no.
But no, I mean, like, DC's this Broadway and this off-Broadway. So, I mean, even
in yeah, they got both.
But oh, okay, there's almost 6 million people in New York versus 600,000 in DC. Actually, I think they got 800,000.
It's not about the amount of people in New York. It's about...
It's the amount of people who have the amount of disposable income.
No, bro. Listen. People in New York aren't the ones going to Broadway. People who live in New York are not the ones who are keeping the lights on for Broadway.
Okay.
Okay? So, it's not about the amount of people that live in New York. It's about that the fact that Broadway attracts people from across the nation and across the world to come there, and then it feeds into the rest of New York. Nobody, I won't say nobody, but I think the ratio of people who go to New York for Broadway vastly outweighs the amount of people that come to New York for the Kennedy Center.
You come to DC for the Kennedy Center?
Yes.
Or DC. Well, again, it's not a one-to-one thing. Kennedy Center can only show so many shows. Broadway is a whole. Okay. Like, if we're talking about give me one theater. I don't know. Go see Lion King.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure the amount of people that go to New York just to see Lion King dwarfs the amount of people that are saying I'm coming to DC to see X, Y, and Z at all their theaters combined. I'll give you all their theaters.
All the theaters combined?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, shut up.
No. Think about it. Again, because everybody who comes to any of these things can go see it at home. Like, there's nothing exclusive to DC.
I think you're playing more into my mid.
there's no exclusivity.
Right.
But at any given time, you can see something different. And I think that's the whole thing of always bringing you back. At any given time, you never know what it's going to be. Like, there goes your diversity thing. And the whole thing y'all forgot to include at all, but just the amount of diversity in the city of itself.
I think that can play on both a positive and a negative.
Well, yeah, gentrification and killed it. But in the little pockets that still exist, like, D.C. has a whole bunch of different little pockets of a city that is a whole another cultural town. Now, granted, it's only for two blocks, but within that two blocks,
you get a whole bunch of shit. I was about to say, don't start this, because if you want to open up cultural areas within a city, New York's Chinatown shits on D.C.'s Chinatown. Who has Greek Town? I know there's...
Who has Greek Town?
Huh?
You say who has Greek Town?
Yeah, there's like a Greek Town. That might be a PA thing. I don't remember now. But I overall, and I'm not saying that there aren't reasons for it, but I don't think your reasons can be excuses. DC overall, I'm sorry, it's just mid.
Okay, one final thing to New York then. When you were talking about New York, were you talking about all five boroughs?
When you say New York City, when you say New York City, I was keeping it to touristy. I think in the episode I said, no one gives a damn about Staten Island. No one gives a damn about Long Island is not part of the boroughs, but like Staten Island is out. There's New York City, there's Manhattan. Brooklyn, Queens. And Queens.
And the Bronx.
And the Bronx, yeah. That's what I'm comprising as New York. And I think that, and then I know Tom was bringing up the argument about New York is bigger. Okay, tell me this.
Yep.
Do you encompass surrounding areas of DC as being included as DC? Like, he was trying to throw National Harbor as part of DC and going to Arlington.
Technically, yes. Here's what I would get, because I would say originally that anywhere where the metro goes is part of the DC metropolitan area. But if you want to be real with it, because you can't constrict DC to the little diamond, because you're not going to get anything. So, but to keep out your argument, if you stay anywhere inside the Beltway, just keep it inside the Beltway.
No. This is what I also brought up, because if we expand it to the DMV, I didn't say the DMV was mid. And I think. I think including all these surrounding areas are moving more into the DMV area versus DC. DC, mid. DMV, as a package altogether, that's not mid at all. It's lit because the surrounding area gives you the variety. But I'm looking at just DC by itself against the New Yorks, the Vegases, the Chicagos, the Disney's, as you said, in groups.
but I think it goes back to the bigger things. Like, Chicago is 4.5 times larger than DC. So you got to give it something to say what makes Chicago lit is outside of DC, because you just can't put it in there.
But where what is the variety in DC? Like, even though
East Quadrant.
No, okay. Yeah, as far as safety. Hey. Safety and quality, but that I think that goes that's a whole different
but not but go to Georgetown. Like Georgetown in and of itself is its own little world. Mm-hmm. Adams Morgan in and of itself is its own little world. Federal Hill in and of itself is its own little world. The Smithsonian in and of itself is its own little world. Mm-hmm. And every
but they all offer the same thing. It's the same thing packaged in different scenery, bringing in different people. Federal Hill, Georgetown, wherever else you said, it's all about, and then Adams Morgan, it's all about where to eat and where to party. And you could put brunch, you can turn brunch and day parties. That's what DC gives you.
You go to Rock Creek Park, you go to Lake Mason where they do the tennis thing, you go to Embassy Row. Like, you can get the whole fucking world.
You can't even go in those places.
Not all of them. Some of them are open year round.
Not even.
But on the day that they do open it, that's another thing. On the day, it's a whole weekend.
Okay, you don't think all these other cities have their own little international type days and weekends where but
they don't have these are fucking embassies.
So. Honest question, because I've never taken the time to just go to an embassy and see what's up. what is lit about an embassy?
Nothing. It's just a house. it's essentially just a museum of each different country. and some embassies are bigger than others, so like they'll have more like they have like some of them have cultural outreach. Mm-hmm. Some of them actually like do shit. Like, hey, come to the embassy. We're doing a play or something this week.
Yeah.
So like some of them are bigger than others. Like France is dope. They actually got food every now and again.
Yeah. I said this and I stand by this. DC has a museum game on lock. Like they if we're going by individual accolades and different things within a city, DC is definitely top tier in the museum game. 100%. You can't take that away from them. But as you start to parse the different things that make up a city, the art scene, the nightlife. You know, everything else. We can make a whole...
Wait, how you going to shit on the art scene?
What's DC's art scene outside of the museums?
Okay, I was going to say, you got the art museums.
because other cities have art scenes that aren't necessarily part of the museum. They have, like, street art scenes. Then they also have, like, their own little gallery.
Oh, okay, go see the murals in U Street. Go see the murals down to Anacostia. Go up to Adams Morgan and see...
There's a huge spider in the bathroom.
Spiders.
Oh yeah, I understand. Go ahead.
When you see it, spider. Walk in and look directly up.
A few moments later.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand spiders. I'm not mad about that.
I was about to say, how would women live by themselves if like there were spiders?
I couldn't live by myself. You're not gonna get any slander from me. Women.
No, it was like, the actual body of the spider was no bigger than my pinky. Not even no, like my pinky cuticle, and it just had some long legs.
It's terrifying.
What?
Do you know that daddy long legs is the most poisonous spider
per capita
of all of them? It's just that their mouths aren't big enough to pierce our skin that they're harmless to us. That's terrifying.
Okay.
No, that's terrifying, bro.
The fuzzy caterpillars are more dangerous than they are, but we used to play with them as kids all the time. Speaking of which, I haven't seen one in forever.
Yeah, they're extinct.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
I mean, I don't know if they're extinct, but...
But I guess I go back to playing outside as kids. Like, I don't know. My son collects rocks. But there ain't no animals around here. But then again, rocks are fun to throw.
You used to collect animals?
You don't collect them, but like you go outside and like, I remember we went firefly hunting the other day. Like, I used to put those in a jar.
Yeah.
But like, he's never come home. Hey, I got a caterpillar. I'm like,
no.
I ain't even seen one for him to kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else did you take issue with the episode?
I would share some of my money with you.
I have to see it to believe it, and I'm not.
That shit ain't happening,
huh?
I said, we're not winning, so it's pipe dreams anyway. That's nothing. I ain't got to worry about Shannon. I know I ain't going to win.
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean,
I was actually having a conversation. I would buy out, like, it's kind of jokingly, kind of serious. I would buy out King Magazine and give all the kids, like, 1% ownership stake in it. And like, when they turn 18, they can actually work for it. Like, I revitalize something like that.
I think it'd just be running right back to the ground if we, if.
Yeah, but they could get a little bit of profit before we turn into trash again. I mean,
no, that's
when true. You got that much money, you have to throw away something at a dream, right?
Well, if you take that cash out option, well, it would be, it'd be a little bit more in Maryland, Virginia, because no, actually, well, no, I don't know, because DC, Chicago's state income tax was like 4.35%. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is for Virginia and
6 point something less than my child.
So it might even be a little less. They disrespected that cash out option. I was like, God damn. That's why I'm taking, because if you take the payout, and this is based on Illinois taxes, because that's what I ran. If you took the payout for the 30 years, over the 30 years, you would have gotten that $733 million.
Mm-hmm. But everybody brings up a good point. Number one, you don't know what the dollar is going to do. Number two, you don't know what the lottery company could go bankrupt. That's 30. You're investing 30 years to make sure that something doesn't happen.
But the lottery's been popping for a long time, bro.
Yeah. But again, I was telling Jagon in the group chat, half of it is funded by tax dollars.
Right.
If at any point in time they decide to reallocate funds because national emergency.
Okay, we've had a lot of national emergencies. The lottery's still kicking.
Yeah, but because it's also used for education. They just said, fuck education. Like, here's the thing. We're already as dumb as we're going to get. So
if the lottery can still pop during COVID, I don't know what's going to take down the lottery, bro.
Monkey pops?
Nah.
I'm scared for the kids to go back to school. Like,
is it really spreading like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, just on top of that, like, hand, foot, mouth disease, and all the other shit that kids get.
Kids. I mean, they get all that shit, but I mean, they gotta toughen up somehow. They're not toughening up on the street. They might as well toughen up these immune systems.
Shit. Fuck. Because it's kind of, and people like monkeypox is here, polio's coming back, and these are all
these stupid don't vaccinate motherfuckers like that shit right there.
But I mean, that's part of the thing. They're not getting vaccinated. Shit's mutating.
Right.
Oh, look. It's like super gonorrhea. We talked about that 50 episodes ago, but like,
yeah, you said you get it from monkeys. I don't know if that's true. maybe that's what monkey's trying to do.
Yeah, see, that's gonna be that fucking outbreak monkey.
Oh God, I know, right? And all that dad did was kick at it. Yo, so I don't know if you saw my IG from yesterday. I went to this craft beer store. And I got two.
Oh, yeah.
I got two different beers. I got the peanut butter and jealous, which it tastes just like a peanut butter and jelly, and it's really good. I give it one a 7.9. And then I got the Multiverse of Madness, multi spelled M-A-L-T-Y. Another spider.
Okay. Nah.
Oh.
Dog's coming in here.
The Multiverse of Madness. And that one, I got it for obvious reasons, but the beer was punished. Well, it got me thinking. I posted it, and I had like three people on Facebook reach out. Like, well, how was it? How did it taste? Why did you give it that score? And I was like, well, shit. Would you like to do with me every Tuesday at like 8:30? What time do your kids go to bed?
Anywhere between 8:30 and 10.
Oh,
depending on how much want to be like buttholes.
Get your house in line.
No, because here you go. If I don't put them to bed, if we put them to bed early, they're waking up at the ass crack of dawn.
So instead of trying to
wake up early
to sleep later, you have them stay up later.
Yep.
That's lazy. Do you have blackout?
How do you train them to stay late?
Yeah, sleep blackout later? Curtains.
Nah, fuck no. We got these. You can't see it. We got the little paper ones that you just buy real quick. I ain't investing in blackout curtains for here. When we get a real house.
Bro, they're literally cloth curtains that just black out the sun. So they're not, it trains them to, right now they sleep till it's dark. And the reason they're getting up at the ass crack of dawn, because 6 o'clock in the morning, it's fucking all the way light outside. So if you have the blackout curtains, their natural bodies aren't going to just wake up because they're not getting hit with that light and waking up. But you live your life and do what you do with your kids. But what I'm saying is I think I want to do a craft beer review, TGOT, like craft beer review, like every Tuesday, like let's say 8:30 or whatever. I go get two craft beers from somewhere around me. You get two from somewhere around you. And we just half an hour just go through
and beer review.
Yeah.
That works. And I'm surprised you're not on Untappd.
I'm just so inconsistent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just so inconsistent with it. Like, oh, you know what was crazy? You know what's crazy to me? On the beer trend, when I drink beer, it's either Yingling because it's light or whatever, or I try different shit or whatever. But I stay away from Guinness,
okay,
and Heineken because it's super stereotypical for African.
I was just about to say, like, African, Heineken's you right up your alley.
Fuck you. So that's why I stay away from it. We went to a couple of weeks ago. We went to the Commander's like open house for like selling their
season ticket packs. Okay.
So, like the sweets, because we were thinking about maybe doing one game for the Titans when they come in town, and we're still debating if we're gonna do it or not. But it was like a whole big production. Is his name Jonathan Allen? Is that
somebody? The defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Chris Samuels were there and like talking about it. Like, so I met them or whatever. But the only beer that they had that wasn't like, I would never drink this was, even though I told myself I'd never drink it, was Heineken. I was like, all right, give me a Heineken. God damn, that wasn't the best goddamn beer after a long time. I was like,
you've been denying yourself so long.
I've been denying myself for so long. So I went to the beer store and I had the Heineken in my hand. I was like, I can't do it to myself. So that's why I got these two craft ones. But that's what I want to do. I was going to invite anyone who came to the short today. So me and you, till Tuesday. We'll try this upcoming Tuesday, see if you make it a regular thing. I think it'd be cool to do a live on IG or whatever and see how it goes. So your homework over the weekend, or knowing you, Tuesday during the day, is to find two different craft beers that you'll try.
I go right over to Mustang Sally after work. Okay. Because there's a brewery right by the office.
But is that all Mustang Sally beers?
Yeah.
Because if we do this consistently, you'd have to find a place where there's a variety of.
Oh, there's a beer store off the street that has like 100 different types.
Okay. All right. So,
like, I can tell you right now, like, I'm staying with some stouts.
That's fine.
IPAs are going to be few and far between. Like, if you're using this now, my first 15 are probably going to be like all lagers. Here's an amber one. Here's lagers and ales.
That's fine. Like, the peanut butter and jealous, I don't know what that one was.
Do you remember who it was by?
It was a GOSE beer. Peanut butter and jealous was by... it's a brewery in Virginia Beach. And the only reason I know that off the top of my head is one of the people that reached out was like, oh, that brewery is right by my parents' house in Virginia Beach.
Commonwealth Brewing?
Yep. Is that in Virginia Beach?
Hey, it's a sour?
It don't taste sour. But it's not sour. It's not a sour.
It's a sour fruity goes.
Goes. Yeah, okay. It says goes, but it didn't say anything about sour kind of thing, but okay. And then the Multiverse of Madness is by a place in Odenton, so I was disappointed that Maryland let me down. But that was a German alt beer, so
yeah.
So you know, that's, which I don't know what the difference is. Maybe I'll do some more research about what beers are. We're gonna try and talk about it and review them. But I thought it'd be something cool to do, and you'll see what kind of traction we get. So if you're listening to this short, 8:30 Eastern time thereabouts, depending on Jeff's kids. We'll be going live on IG. reviewing four beers total, two from me and two from Jeff.
Yay, beer.
Sound good?
Will we drink one on air, or will we be drinking both on air at the same time?
Both.
Okay, so I need to give me a palate cleanser too.
Yeah. What should we? We should have the same palate cleanser. What do you think?
What's a good one? Lemon sorbet.
I was thinking coffee beans.
Ew.
That's why it's a palate cleanser.
Does it go as nasty can get?
Not nasty. It's just bitter.
Bitter beer face. Let's see. Sniff coffee grounds to keep the nose fresh in between beers. Plain water resets the palate and washes residue away. And oh my god, unsalted crackers, the most popular. Oh my god, that's so disgusting. Okay, so water, crackers, and coffee. We got enough coffee around here, I guess.
Okay.
Unsalted. That's going to be difficult. Well, it's good for my blood pressure.
Yeah. All right, so I will. I'll have them. I'll have my two ready. Maya, who's back in town, referred a black-owned brewery to me. Let me pull it up here. Give them a little plug, and I'll see if I can find them. But knowing my craft beer stores in Montgomery County, Upper Montgomery County, I doubt they'll have it. So I'll have to venture down 495. But
yeah,
it was called.
But so there's actually a black craft brew craft beer week.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah, it is. In August, because she told me that this place is called Soul Mega DC.
I've heard about them.
Yeah. So they brew there. Oh, I can get it at Trader Joe's, but none of my Trader Joe's sell beer, I don't think.
Another one that is actually by a podcast I used to listen to, Libco Brewery. Mm-hmm. They're out in PG. It was the Doctors and Haircuts podcast. Mm. One of their hosts was started his own craft beer company. So I can find that one of these days.
Yeah. And it's also Sankofa Beer Company. So, I mean, I'll look up their websites and see where they're and see if I can track one of them down. Have one of my beers be black owned. If not this week, maybe the week after, since, you know, we're just figuring it out now. But
yeah,
tune into that Tuesday, August 9th? August 9th, 8:30. If, you know, of course, based on the reception of it, we'll see if it keeps going or not. But that'll be lit. And then it'll just be me and Jeff. I'm sure the one of the others will get jealous and they'll hop on. So,
well, with the corona.
Yeah, I know, right? Actually, never mind. It's going to be like The Office in the Finer Things Club. You don't qualify. Oh man, but we rambled on enough today. Jeff?
We got a good 45 minutes.
Was that long? Nice. Get us out of
here. TGOT shorts.
Oh my.
TGOT shorts. This is the theme song to TGOT shorts.
Goodbye, everybody.